Another episode of Podward State. I'm one of your hosts, Grace Cunningham.
And I'm Shannon Smith.
We're going back to our roots today with a Zoom pod this week. Very exciting. Today, Indianapolis Colts cheerleader and Penn State alum McLean Funch is joining us. We already did it. We had a really good conversation with her. What'd you think, Shannon?
It was really cool. I think that she was really cool to have on, and definitely a very interesting experience. I know you've had like a lot of sports people recently, so this was fun. And it was a girl pod.
Yeah, we had a little girl pod. Everyone else is in here, so it was a girl power pod. Yeah, she was really cool. She was really bubbly and fun, had like really good answers for everything. I feel like she was like so prepared to know the questions. So yeah, it was cool. Yeah. She had a lot of good stories. A funny story, she is dating a former Penn State football player. She had a funny story about him, so stay tuned to find out what that was. We also don't have sports or headlines this week, so tune in next week for mega sports and headlines if you missed that. So without further ado, let's get into our conversation with McLean Funch. Joining us now, we have Penn State alum and current Indianapolis Colts cheerleader, McLean Funch. McLean, how are you?
I am doing wonderfully. I'm so excited. How are you?
I'm good. So hopping right into it, how did you decide to come to Penn State?
Oh my gosh. It was decided for me, I think, by fate. I was put in a Penn State cheerleading uniform when I was two. Both my godparents are Penn State alum. They met on Old Main and have been married 20 plus years. So it's always kind of been in the back of my mind. And I visited once my junior year of high school and I was sold. I just knew that was my home.
So when you applied to Penn State, did you know that you wanted to be a Lionette? And what was the process of trying out for the team and everything?
Yeah. So I did know, I mean, I've been dancing since I was 2 years old. So I always knew that that was kind of a next step for me. I knew I wanted to be a professional cheerleader as well. So I felt like that was a good stepping stone to get there. The audition process was definitely hard. You know, you have to go your senior year, you have to go all the way up to school. It's a weekend long process. You have business interviews. So I trained for that for a very long time. But the process was wonderful. And there were well over 100 my freshman year when I was trying out. Well over 100 girls, and I think 7 freshmen were selected. So it was a rough process, but really, really cool.
Cool. So correct me if I'm wrong, but you stepped down from being a Lionette and joined Whiplash at some point. Can you tell us a little bit about your decision to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually get this question a lot and I love speaking about it. So I did step off the team my freshman year after, like right in the beginning. And you know, I looked at Whiplash as an opportunity. I wound up trying out my sophomore year, so a couple months after. You know, it was an opportunity of growth for me. I saw it as this organization with these women that are taking a whole different genre that you're not really seeing anywhere at the time. It wasn't as big. And they were just having fun. You know, they were enjoying dance again, and they were really good friends and doing all these events. And I just felt very drawn to that group. And I wanted to push myself to do something different. And I saw an opportunity to really take on a leadership role and create another very respected, world-renowned dance team. And, you know, we did do that. My class, we really brought a whole new level of skill to it. And you know, I don't regret that at all. It was something that I needed to do for myself. It pushed me as a dancer. And now in a professional world, I do have this entirely new skill set that a lot of people don't have. It was a hard decision at the time, but I'm very, very happy with the outcome of it.
Cool.
That's really cool. So I guess with dance and then without dance, do you have like a favorite Penn State memory from your time here?
Oh my gosh, that's a loaded question. So I actually met my current boyfriend at Penn State. He was on the football team there. So he plays for the Buffalo Bills now. And when I first met him, it was, you know, I was just swooning. I was so excited. You know, I love football. It was like the best moment of my life. And he ran. I didn't know he was allowed to do this. He ran to the side and it was icy and he went to go jump up to give me a kiss and a hug. But the whole like step was covered in ice in Beaver Stadium. So he stepped up and slipped. And I was like, and it was one of those moments where you wanted someone to record it. And I thought it was so cute. And he slipped and he's like trying to hold his 300-pound body up on the stand. So it was just cute because my life is, I always joke, it's like it's a montage of like awkward moments. I'm just very awkward. And it was one of those cute moments that was also just so uncomfortably awkward. And I just thought that that like summed up my Penn State career all in one.
Going along with that, do you have a favorite bar at Penn State? Maybe one that
I guess it would have to be P-Man's now, because I think they closed down. What was the one right next to, right on the corner? There's P-Man's and you go around they just closed it down. Bar Blue, that one.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
I don't think that exists anymore, right?
Yeah, I don't think that existed at all when I was at school.
I know. It makes me feel so old because all the bars that I went to don't exist. And in my brain, I'm still 21 and I'm 26. So I went to Bar Blue. That was like my go-to spot because it was kind of chill and the music was phenomenal. And P-Man is always just so packed and I would get elbowed and it wasn't my scene. But yeah, I'm an oldie, so Bar Blue is my favorite.
So what was the process like finding a job after graduation? And did you know what you wanted to do after you graduated?
Yeah, so I was very lucky with the job search. I started searching around December before my graduation the following semester, and I wound up getting a recruiting job with Insight Global. And I always like to mention this because I think when you're in school, you don't realize how important the alumni connections are. You know, you hear that we have a great alumni association, but you don't really realize it until you're in the real world. And I got my job through that. You know, it was an alum that introduced me to the company and introduced me to some people and, you know, started interviewing and wound up securing that role right then in December, which was, you know, very exciting for me. And even from then, because I'm not still with that company, moving to other jobs, I kind of stayed in recruiting and sales. There was always someone there that knew, you know, someone that was a Penn State alum or the alum worked for the company. So I just always kind of used that network for applying. And it was very easy, honestly, like as long as you work hard in college and you use that network, it's wonderful.
So did you know that you wanted to continue dancing or do cheerleading or stay in that sort of realm?
Yeah. So I've always known I wanted to do it professionally. My mom and my grandmother were both professional cheerleaders back in the day. So that's kind of something I always knew I wanted. And professionally in a corporate setting, I never really knew what I wanted to do, but dance was always set in stone. I knew that's what I wanted to try to do. So that's kind of why I focused sales and recruiting, something that I could just, you know, focus on, close my computer 9 to 5 and then move on to dance. So yeah, I've been training for this my whole life. I've always known.
Yeah. And what was the process like for trying out for the Colts? Were you trying out for other teams or did you know you wanted definitely to be on the Colts or?
Yeah. So I always followed the Colts. I just think that their program is it's a very commendable program. The director herself, my main coach, Kelly Tilley, she's very big on body positivity, on being a well-rounded human. She likes us to be business women. We're more of a conservative team. So I just really respected that because I like people to see us more than just, you know, dancers on the field shaking pom-poms. Like we have doctors on the team, we have dentists, you know, we have these crazy careers outside of dance. And I think that that's so important for people to see that women can be both. So that's what kind of drew me to the team itself. And the process was the process is hard. The NFL cheer tryouts are very hard. It's probably around 4 to 6 months. And there is a lot of rounds. You send in virtual videos, you have to learn dances on your own. And then when you make it to the final round, I had to fly to Indianapolis and stay here for 2 weeks for boot camps and interviews and business interviews. And then we had a final show after that 2-week period where it was televised, I believe, locally, and it was broadcasted on Facebook. And then we found out that day, and I had to move to Indiana like 3 days later from Boston. So that was hard.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Kind of segueing into that, what has it been like to live in the Midwest? Because you grew up in New Jersey, right? And then
I did.
Pennsylvania. Yeah. And kind of going to the Midwest is probably culture shock. So what was that like?
It was absolutely a culture shock. I grew up in New Jersey. You know, my friends live in Philly. I went to Penn State. I worked in Boston. So I've really done the Northeast, and I didn't think it would be that different. And it's definitely a culture shock. Well, one, it's humid all the time, and I have very curly hair, so it is not ideal for me at all. But it's just very different. Everyone's very nice all the time. And I always joke around that I feel comfortable when people are mean, because New Jersey people are like, everyone's very polite. Everyone's very religious. That was a huge culture shock. And it's just slower. You know, it forced me to kind of slow down and appreciate things and like take my time, because I'm very fast moving, and you kind of have to be, especially in college. So that was interesting for sure.
Yeah. So how's the experience been so far with the Colts? Have you danced on the field yet for a home game? And like, what's that been like?
Yeah. So I danced on the field twice already for the first two home preseason games. And then our first home opener is in a week and a half, I believe, against the Chiefs. I bawled my eyes out for the entire first game. We have to arrive about 12 hours before the game starts. So I woke up at 3 a.m. We had to be in the facility at 6 a.m., like hair and makeup done. We have field practice, and we have appearances. And then, you know, we danced the whole game. It's a long day. But it was just something that I was working at for a very, very long time. And I was just kind of dealt a bad hand consistently after college, where I didn't have the opportunity to do this. So seeing it finally happen and knowing that the universe kind of guided me to this team, where exactly where I was meant to be, it kind of hit me at once when I stepped on the field. And when I say tears the whole game, I am not exaggerating. Like, it is a running joke right now with the team that the whole time anything happened, I was like, crying, like shaking my palms. Just because I have so much respect for the organization and the women, and everyone's very kind and uplifting, which is hard to find in the dance world. I was blowing my eyes out. Probably will again, honestly.
For the home opener.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Cheers.
So being a lifelong dancer, I'd assume you looked up to people that are now in your shoes. So have you had any sort of moments with young girls, or just like being a role model now yourself, that have kind of spoke to you?
Yeah. So we have a junior cheer program within the Colts where of all ages can come in and kind of work with us. And my age group is the 3 to 5 year olds, because that's my favorite age. I think they're so funny and they're so honest. And I get to work with them every couple of weeks. We have a clinic, and they come and perform with us at halftime. Sometimes we do performances at baseball games, soccer games. And it's just incredible, because I remember being there, you know, looking at these girls, and I held the pom-poms for the first time. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is the coolest thing ever. And I see that with them, because they get the same uniform as us, but like mini, and like the mini boots and the mini horseshoes. It's just the cutest thing. Yeah. But there's this one little girl that she, you know, they're 3. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know the dance. It's just cute that they're in the outfits. And she goes on the field, and she doesn't do anything right, but she just bounces because she's so excited. And I look at her and I'm like, I know this girl's going to be a dancer her whole life. And I just see that sparkle in her eye, and being able to teach them and watch them get excited and not be afraid to dance in front of 80,000 people when they're 3 is incredible. It's honestly one of my favorite parts of this program.
I know it might be hard to pick, but do you have like a favorite moment so far on or off the field?
Yeah. So I have one like very cheer related moment, and then I have one like cheesy moment. My favorite one was the Indy 500 obviously is here. And it's the most watched sporting event in the entire country over the Super Bowl. And we got to perform at the parade, and that was back in May. So it was before any of the football stuff started, and just being the whole city was lined with people. And, you know, these famous race car drivers were in, and we got to walk down the street and we had the marching band behind us playing like Beyonce songs on the drums. And I was like, I didn't know that they could do that. And it was just like so cool to finally be there and be a part of this. It felt like I deserved to be there because I spent so much of my life thinking that like I didn't deserve this and I didn't work hard enough, I didn't earn it, and that it kind of all came together like, wow, they want me here, I'm doing this, I'm performing. And it was just so, so cool because it was something I've never done. You know, I never got to be part of like a race car event. I don't know, it was really interesting. But the one cheesy one that I love to say is I have been searching for like secure female friendships for so long, which is hard after college. People don't talk about that culture shock. You're not surrounded by thousands of people your age, and it's kind of hard to make friends. And I met these girls here and they're just so wonderful. And we drive to practice every day together because we live in the same building, and just like blasting music and like everyone has their pom-poms in my car, and driving together is so like fulfilling. And I just love them so much, and they're just being surrounded by them is incredible.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, I love that.
So do you have any advice for college students in general, or maybe young dancers or dancers in college?
Yeah. So college in general, I'll start with college students in general, go to class. That is like, I tell everyone that, go to class and try your best and don't beat yourself up. I was the person that if I didn't do everything perfectly, I would be so mad at myself. And there is so much opportunity. If you don't get a job that you want, if you're feeling bad after interviews, there is so much opportunity out there. Just use that alumni network. You will find someone that knows someone in the industry you want to be in, and it will work out, and you will wind up where you're supposed to be. And I think knowing that graduating helped me a lot. Like that alumni network is insane. So that's like the biggest thing I say. But for dancers, I would say don't, if you're looking to join a professional team, really look into the team and the head coaches and, you know, what they stand for. Because I think if I went to a team that wasn't body positive, that didn't talk about like eating enough and treating your body with respect, I think I would have spiraled, and I don't think I would have been in a good headspace. You know, I am someone that recovered from an eating disorder and an anxiety disorder. So I think if I was in that environment, it definitely would have been triggered again. And there are teams out there that want you to eat, which is like crazy to even have to say that out loud. But, you know, my coach talks to us every day. She's like, you have to be eating before games. You have to be eating X amount of calories a day. Like, do not starve yourselves. Like, that's not like, she really hones in on that. And, you know, that's incredible in this industry. So I think really do your research and know that there is a place out there for you and your time will come, and don't give up. I mean, it took me 4 years before I made a team. You know, I'm 26 now. So just keep pushing and the opportunity will come.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, that's all the questions we have. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, I appreciate it so much. I think Penn State is the best place on earth. I am 1000% one of the crazy alumni. So this was an incredible opportunity. Really. Thank you.
That was another episode of Podward State. We were joined with McLean Funch, and it's a really good episode. So yeah. We will see you next week for mega sports, mega headlines, and a really cool guest.
Yeah,
so
really.
Stay
really
tuned.
Surprise guest. You guys can comment below what your guesses are for our guest. But yeah, we're really excited. It should be a good episode. We'll be back in the studio next week. Everybody will be there. So yeah, thanks for listening, guys. I'm Grace Cunningham.
I'm Shannon Smith.
See you guys next week. It's only